Yes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Coming up in momentarily after the news, we'll roll through those Super Bowl ads.
Yeah, they're terrific. 2.7, you told me, 2.7 million?
I think, yeah, 2.7 to $3 million.
For a 60-second.
For a 30-second.
30-second advertisement on the Super Bowl. Wow.
How does that shake down? If it's $3 million, is that $10,000 a second? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Or is it $100?
No, $100,000.
Right. It'd be $10,000.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's $100,000 a second.
30 times $100,000, $3 million, yeah.
Yeah.
It's $100,000 per second.
You better make it a good commercial.
Because, yeah, $30,000 bills would be $3 million. Jesus
Christ.
It's
that track math.
$100,000 a second.
Yeah. How about that?
And they say that the economy is in the toilet. Somebody's paying $100,000 a second.
Well, you know, these companies, you know, there have been stories, of course. I think the first time we all heard about the GoDaddy company, GoDaddy.com, was a few years ago during the Super Bowl. Companies really take a leap. And they really take a leap of faith, or they really make an investment in this one-time commercial, oftentimes to showcase a company or a product or a service that the general public has never heard of before.
Yeah.
And it's their one big chance. And they know they're going to get the audience. But my gosh, it's expensive.
Way too much. All right, it's 9 o'clock. That means news with Rob and everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
Ah, yeah. What's in that news, Robin?
Oh, such a weekend. Well, the New York Giants had a triumphant victory over the New England Patriots in yesterday's big game. And we have audio of the football game's dramatic climax, S-112.
All right, S-112, the big game last night.
The ball inside the 14. 39 seconds left. Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York.
There you go. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Conway, but was it 2:56, 2 minutes, 54 seconds when the Giants got possession and they had to... Was it
something like that,
yeah. Okay. I have to tell you, I did not think it was going to happen. I thought, this is it. But to see that team so, really, with such skill, bring that ball down, and Eli Manning, bring that ball down the field, throw that touchdown pass... I got really excited because I didn't think they were going to do it.
Yeah, how about that guy for the Bostons, too, that slipped on the play? You know, the one biggest play of his life, and he hits the turf. Your dad must have, he would have loved it.
Well, my dad, I like to think my dad was watching. I think in heaven they must have big plasmas, big flat screens, right?
Or they're probably just at the game.
Yeah, it's probably just down there. But yeah, I thought about my dad and I rooted for the Giants. And when that touchdown pass was thrown, I was really excited. And I usually don't get that excited about sporting events. But because I didn't think they were going to do it.
Yeah.
I thought this is it. You know, maybe they'll get close enough to kick a field goal, but that won't matter, you know.
Maybe your dad was sitting in the sweet spirit section.
How are you? I hope so.
All right. What else is in the news, Robin?
Well, Oprah Winfrey gave an enthusiastic speech today in rousing support of Barack Obama.
Mm.
This went on record as one of Oprah's more controversial speeches, however, and we have exclusive audio of this. 036.
All right. I think this was yesterday, UCLA. 036? Is
036.
That right? Okay. All right. Here we go. Good idea, though, also to put a political rally up against the Super Bowl.
Well, they also have Maria Shriver out there. I mean, a lot of people are coming out for Barack Obama.
Yeah, everybody is.
It's amazing. My girl Hillary is still going to get my vote tomorrow.
All right.
She's going to get a lot of votes, and she's going to win California.
All right, here we go. Oprah Winfrey at UCLA.
We have the chance, California, to go from Super Bowl Sunday into Super Tuesday for Barack Obama. In 48 hours, we can do that. Let me say, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
we can. Yes, we can.
I have to tell you that this time last Sunday, I was in my
what?
When I first read that op-ed article by Caroline Kennedy. started in my
Hold on one sec. Dude, you can't... I got to listen to these, man, before, because the simple direction here is unbelievable. It's you bleep out the first word, not pajamas, right? I was blanking in my pajamas.
Yeah, you only take out the offensive word. Pajamas is not an offensive word,
right?
Right.
Yeah, let's re-edit that. Is that cool?
All right, I'll re-edit.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Okay, so tell me what she said, because as a listener, I have no idea what she said.
She said a word that we can't use on the air.
I understand that, but...
In her pajamas.
Oh, but she was okay.
She was blanking in her pajamas.
Thank you. Now I know what she was doing. I get it.
I love this bra.
I know you do, Oprah.
Oh, boy.
Blanking in her pajamas.
The instructions were pretty clear. All right, we'll play that for you again later, but it's going to be hysterical. It's going to be worth waiting for.
But, you know, the question becomes, will all of these celebrities really turn it around for Senator Obama? I don't think so. I've never met a person, and this is something we could talk about at any time between now and November 4th, but I've never met a person who saw that a celebrity is endorsing a candidate and then thought, oh, okay, I'll vote for that guy or that woman because my favorite actor or my not-so-favorite actor has endorsed that person.
Yeah, but it might be different than with Oprah, because Oprah has a lot of very loyal women listeners. And, you know, if you're an Oprah viewer and you love Oprah Winfrey and you're a woman, you might say, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary. She's a woman, but I might vote for Obama. And then she comes out with Obama, Obama, Obama.
Maybe she tips it the other way for you.
It might happen.
Yeah, that's possible.
I don't know.
I guess it is
possible.
You know,
you're right. A lot of the regular celebrities, you know, the Streisands, the Susan Sarandons, nobody.
Or on the other side, the Charlton Hestons, and, you know, on the right side, you know, Gerald McCraney.
Right. Nobody cares.
Who gives an F?
But when somebody new comes into the mix, like Oprah, who's never endorsed anybody, to my understanding.
I think you're right.
Yeah, might push it over the top. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, police say they will stop at nothing to bring a shooter who killed five women in a Tinley Park Lane Bryant to justice. The Will County Coroner's Office confirmed five are dead from the shooting at the Lane Bryant store in Tinley Park, Illinois. And here is a clip of a mother speaking about her late daughter and her love of the Lane Bryant store. F-161.
All right, F-161. This is five women were killed in this Lane Bryant.
This is a terrible, tragic story. I saw this over the weekend, and I thought, oh my gosh, poor ladies, and their families, of course.
Yeah. I wonder what he took them out with, man.
My daughter is a Lane Bryant junkie. She's overweight, and she lives there. And I went home to call her because she was supposed to be meeting me at Best Buy. And they said, it's closed. This is a crime scene. And I went, yeah, right.
Mm. Well, I think this chick's daughter, this woman's daughter made it. But how about that? How about the mom saying that that my daughter is
overweight
and she's a Lane Bryant junkie.
Well, you know, for women, I asked actually a chick friend of mine when I saw this story. I said, now, what is that store? And she told me they make clothing a little bit bigger for women who are a little bit bigger.
Wonderful store.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I mean, that's basically what she said. She said, it's a great store because, you know, if you are a little bit overweight, they still make really nice kind of elegant clothes that you can buy if you're a little bit overweight. And I think women find in other stores they can't find necessarily that stuff.
Here's my problem with this story. Listen to what she says at the end.
My daughter is a Lane Bryant junkie. She's overweight and
junkie.
She lives there. And I went home to call her because she was supposed to be meeting me at Best Buy. And they said, it's closed. This is a crime scene. And I went, yeah, right.
Mm. So the daughter is a Lane Bryant junkie.
Right.
And knows every woman that works in Lane Bryant. Who the F has a Lane Bryant social Jones? Don't you slide in and out of there with your fat ass and try to make no eye contact with anybody?
No, because I think what happens, Tim...
Isn't it like going to a porno store?
No, I don't think it's
where you don't want to ask anybody anything?
No,
I mean, you're in there because you're... Your tuchus is blown up.
Let's not equate obesity with pornography. Let's not suggest that that shame or that there's a stigma.
But don't you keep your head down in there? You put like wear a Raiders helmet.
No,
you want anyone to recognize you?
I think the women who shop there.
Maybe a motorcycle helmet with the glass in front of it that's tinted.
The women who shop there, Tim, as well as the women who sell the clothes there. I'm sure they're larger as well, right?
They're ample and lovely.
Well, they have a lot in common, so they probably find themselves oftentimes striking up conversations, you know.
Why?
Because that's what women do. Women talk. They talk in the mall. They talk when they shop.
Yeah, but there's no shame attached to having to, you know, to shop there?
No, there shouldn't be. Of course not.
Sure there should be.
Oh, you're a nut. You're just trying. How dare you? I mean, really, honestly.
There should be sense of shame if you're, you know, you're 280 pounds.
Okay, so when I go to if I go to a store like the Big and Tall shop or something,
right.
Because they're going to have sizes that are like huskier or bigger to fit me because I'm obese, because I'm fat. I should be ashamed, Tim?
Mm.
Are you telling me there should be a stigma associated? Or if I go to a store.
Hey, Liz, let me ask you.
You're going to answer my question
okay,
first.
Okay, right, let's say you go to Fatso's Tuxes, right? Would you end up making friends with everybody who works at Fatso's Tuxes?
No, I would not.
Wouldn't you go in there and just try to get your business done and get out of Fatso's?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This woman had a social Lane Bryant Jones.
Maybe, Tim.
That's odd.
But maybe she's a bit heavier. Maybe her social calendar, because she's heavier and there is discrimination against heavier people in this country, maybe she doesn't have the circle of friends that a more appropriately built person has. And maybe this group has become kind of a social group. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, but I think celebrating that bigness. I'm not talking about men. Men can do what they want.
I think it's nice. I think it's nice for these women.
But with a... Get out of here.
You're
a nut.
But what? No, you're a nut.
You really are.
Tim, look.
You're like one of these politically correct social D-bags.
Tim, get... Oh, you're calling me a douchebag?
Well, I don't know if we can use that term.
Can we... Well, I think we're fine. Adam Carolla uses it. Right. He uses nozzle.
Yeah.
So he's fine. Right. Look, Tim.
Brian.
Tim.
Don't start with me. If a woman walks in, this 350-pound woman walks into a Lane Bryant, she should do her business, get her slacks, get her big blouse, get her, shoes and skate.
Well, let's get a female perspective from Robin.
Yeah, Robin, you go in there and you socialize with people when you go to these places?
I see nothing wrong with that. The clothes are lovely. The people who work here are lovely. And I see nothing wrong with striking up a friendly conversation.
Right, well, don't
she
you,
knows
well,
everybody who works
about,
there. How long has she been in 380 then?
I don't know.
She knows everybody who works there.
But
is it 10 years?
People talk to when you're a regular at a business, like when I go to my Starbucks, I talk occasionally to the barista.
I'm not
barista.
Talking about Starbucks.
Okay,
I'm talking a place that sells clothes for morbidly obese women.
I'm going to hit you with one. Do you talk to people at the Home Depot? I bet you do.
Yeah, but that's not for morbidly obese.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It's where you're shopping.
No.
You're placing a value. You're saying.
Yes, I am saying that. You're saying exactly right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Let me say it. You're saying that.
There's a stigma attached to smokers.
You're saying
there should be a stigma attached to women who are weighing 350 pounds. And you have it because you never date them. So don't tell me that you're one of these politically correct and your eyes are closed and you love the inner beauty because you're full of crap.
You
would never date a woman who's 350 pounds.
You're telling me.
But you'll go on the air with that politically correct crap and go, oh, everyone is the same. Kumbaya.
Is it my turn? You're telling
me. F them all.
You're telling me that it's okay for you to talk to the people where you shop at the Home Depot. Excuse me. But because the people who shop at Lane Bryant are fat, because they're fat, they're disqualified from talking to fellow shoppers at the stores they go to. Your argument is Swiss cheese
and your argument is lame.
It's discriminatory against fat chicks.
That's not true.
And a lot of guys listening to this program happen to like fat chicks.
Yeah, not you.
No, but it's not my preference.
You've never dated one.
I have not.
Yeah. So
I'm not saying.
You're the spokesperson for them, but not in my house.
No, I'm not saying they should.
But that's where you are in everything.
No, my
You
friend.
Love the homeless, but not in your front yard.
My friend, I have never dated a...
You hate the tax cuts, but you'll use that tax money that you saved on the George Bush tax account.
I have...
Tax cuts.
You're right. I'm a big hypocrite.
You are a massive hypocrite
right.
When it comes to those three issues, you are.
Fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But it's amazing that because they just are, you have the only reason that you think they shouldn't be talking to each other at the store is because they're
not
fat.
So,
wait, that's your excuse
listen
me.
Wait, let, she goes talk, on, she goes beyond let, talking at him. She says she knows everybody who works there
because that's where she shops
every day.
You probably would know most of the people at the Home Depot, although they hire a lot.
How
more
many?
People.
How many people at the gym do you think that woman knew?
But Tim. Don't,
zero?
But don't you see, my friend, don't you see the obvious discrimination in your viewpoint? Here's your perspective is you can go to the Home Depot on Saturday.
But Home Depot's not for fat people. It's not for skinny people. And, it's not for drunks.
And you can talk to whoever you want to, and you can be you know, a social butterfly at Home Depot. But overweight women who might shop for clothes at Lane Bryant, how dare they talk to anyone there? They should keep their mouths shut, buy their fat
get
clothes.
Get in, get and, out, and so long. Back to you know to fast food.
You're discriminating against fat people.
I'm not discriminating.
It's as obvious as the nose on your face.
Listen, I'm not discriminating against them. I'm just saying it's odd. They can do what they want. They can go in there and they can shop all day. Okay. I don't know where you shop for those duds, but
it's always an attack on me, isn't it, Tim?
Listen,
it makes you feel better, it's always an attack on me, my friend.
For you to compare Home Depot to Lane Bryant is apples and oranges.
No, it's not,
it
because it's where
is.
People shop.
No. People who go into, it's the same philosophy in a porno store. When you go into a place to buy pornography, the rule is no eye contact with anybody. You get your stuff and you get the hell out. You never say to anybody at a porno store when the guy's got like he's got a vibrator in his hand and you go, oh, you know, my wife has that at home. You're going to love it.
I understand that. But last question.
That should be the same
okay.
mentality at Lane Bryant.
Okay.
Heads down, clothes purchased, car.
I want to recap and then I'll be quiet. Tim Conway Jr. has just said to this audience and to women who might be overweight that the social stigma associated with shopping at Lane Bryant is the moral equivalent of the social stigma associated with shopping at a porn store.
I will support that. I absolutely will support that.
And you can send your letters to KLSX or go to conwayandwhitman.com, and these I'm forwarding to you.
You can forward anything you like to me.
I know you don't like it when I forward these, but...
I don't read your emails anyway. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but you're no longer on my email list when on my work email. I don't email you anything, and I don't open your emails.
Really? I'm going to quit.
That's true. Because I can't email you anymore because your email box is always full.
I have three email addresses.
I'm not going to sit there and search for which one is empty.
I'm quitting. I'm not going to do a two-man show with a guy who's supposed to be my co-host or I'm supposedly...
I can't get a hold of
supposedly
you. Your
his
phone is filled with messages. Your email is filled.
My home phone is never filled with messages. I call you. You don't answer. And now you say
That's why the station calls me to try to get a hold of you because they can't get a hold of you either.
They can call my home.
Ron Iskarska called me the other day and says, I can't get a hold of Brian.
Call my home number.
You were in New York when this happened.
Oh, well, then call my cell phone. Well,
that was full.
By the way, I was in New York at my cousin's funeral. How about, you know, don't call for 12 hours. How about give me a little time here, guys?
No, they needed to call you because they had to tell you that you're working at a station that night and they needed the codes for that station and the contact.
All they had to do was read the email that I sent. But what an outrage, you know, and I'm not really mad, but I am pretty, and actually I am pissed off. For us to be supposedly co-hosts, or as Adam Carolla says, I'm a sidekick and a second banana. Call me what you want. I really don't care as long as the check comes. For you to say that you've taken me off your email list and you don't read my emails, how much input could I possibly have in this fakakta show if my co-host is telling me he won't read my emails and he's taken me off his email list? I may as well quit because my input means diddly squat.
That's not true. Because
yes, of course it's true.
I've asked you in the past.
Of course it's true.
Listen to me. I've asked you 20 times in the past. I don't read show emails that go to conwayandwhitman@AOL.com. I don't read them.
You said personal emails.
No, I don't read any emails.
You respond to them. I see you respond.
Which emails do I respond to?
I've seen, Tim, that you respond to show rundowns and things like that.
Oh, no. I'm talking about people who email the show.
Right.
I don't read those.
I know. I don't forward them to you. I haven't forwarded them to you in months because I know you don't read them.
You do occasionally forward them to me.
I haven't done it in months, but occasionally I have.
Yeah, and I've asked you like 20 times not to do that.
And that's why I haven't done it in months.
Right, and then you said today you're going to forward me all these emails, and I said I'm not going to read them. Right.
The angry ones about Lane Bryant. I'm not
I don't read emails from this show.
Now you're changing your story.
I don't. I don't read anyone who emails ConwayandWhitman.com or ConwayandWhitman@AOL.com. I never read them.
I read them.
You can read them all day long.
Right. And I never forward them to you because it upsets you. But
it doesn't upset me. It's just
a pain. You think it's a waste of time. I understand that. But if, and I get that. But with all you've said tonight about Lane Bryant, I know we're going to get a few emails from fat chicks who are going to be pissed.
I don't want to read them. If they want to call the show, I will defend my position.
All right. But for you to say that I'm off your email list, which is what you said, we can listen back to the tape.
Okay, but do you know why you're off?
Tim, you know, because I saw an email you sent to someone the other day. You listed three different email addresses for me. You know, I mean, you can email me. You can call me.
I'm not searching around for which email address is empty. And which
you
is not.
Use the second one all the time. I've told everybody on this show. You use the one that I gave you. I mean,
I get all your emails. I used to send you emails, but I get them all kicked back saying your email is full.
That's because I
had your voicemail is full.
No, my voicemail is full. God damn it.
Your cell phone message.
My voicemail.
I'll prove it to you right now. We'll call it.
You don't have to prove it.
I'm going to call it on the air.
No. My voicemail on my cell phone is full. But at home, it is never full. It is never full at home.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to call you right now on your
cell
phone.
But for you to say that I'm off the email list. All right. So you're going to prove something I'm admitting. Prove to the audience what I'm admitting is true. And I'm off the email list. Good, then I won't send show topics if you're not going to read them. Since you admitted you obviously don't read them. My phone's in the car. It's going to ring. Right, it'll say it's full, and you'll score a victory in this.
I don't know.
I've already told you what it's going to say. I've never been so offended.
I bet you.
A mailbox belonging to
Brian
is full and cannot accept new messages at this time. To leave a callback number, press
Jesus
5
Christ.
Or please.
Now, do you see how that could be irritating after a while?
Just call my home. I'm home during the day.
Yeah, but sometimes you're not home when I'm calling you. I call you like 6 o'clock at night or 6:30.
And a lot of times I answer.
All right.
Okay.
Give me a headache.
We're going to break! I'm giving you a headache? How do you think I feel, Tim?
I don't know. I imagine the same as I do. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Will. Yes.
Oh, there is.
What do you got, Robin?
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back and finish with Robin's news.
Okay.
It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You want me to email you a show topic?
No.
All right.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And before that heated exchange between me and Brian Whitman, we were involved with Robin's News, everybody.
Yes.
And there's been some very interesting stories in the news. But let's get back to the Oprah one before we do the last one. Oprah was in town yesterday. Is that correct, Robin?
Yes, she was. And very inspirational was her speech. And a little controversial as well.
Well.
Oh, 36.
All right. There we go. Here we go.
I have to tell you that last Sunday, this time last Sunday, I was in my PJs.
Wow.
When I first read that op-ed article by Caroline Kennedy, I was dancing, I was in the kitchen, reading the paper, and I started in my PJs.
We can't use that term on the air.
Now, I'm guessing it's number one-ing?
I can't even tell you that. But she was doing something in her PJs, ma'am.
Yeah,
I have to tell you that last Sunday, this time last Sunday, I was in my PJs when I first read that op-ed article by Caroline Kennedy. Woo! I was dancing, I was in the kitchen reading the paper, and I started in my PJs.
All right.
It's a whole group at UCLA.
They're all excited.
Yeah, Obama got a big crew out there for Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't there to watch the game. They were there for a rally for his...
I don't know who's going to these. Do you know anybody who's going to the rallies?
I know, and I can't imagine on Super Bowl Sunday going to a rally. You'd really have to, I tell you, that's a full day. You go to a rally, you know, you pencil in the rally, then you want to pencil in the game somewhere.
And you spend all day with ralliers, right?
Right. I mean, and those people can be irritating. I've never been.
I went to one rally. I went to the Schwarzenegger rally almost because it was sort of like a freak show.
Right.
You know, this guy, an actor, has never run for governor. He's running for the governor of the state of California. Like, oh, I'm going to be in Santa Monica. I'd like to take a look at that.
Sure.
But maybe it's the same way with Obama. Who knows?
I think it's probably the same way. You know, one time when I was down in San Diego working there doing a morning radio show, Pat Buchanan, this was during 1996, they had the big, presidential campaign. And Pat Buchanan had a big rally. So I went down there kind of with a press pass and covered it and got to see the ralliers that way. And the only other rally I went to was that same year I was in L.A., with my girlfriend at the time, and we drove by, and there's this, like, all these Bob Dole signs and these balloons and police officers. I rolled the window down. I said, "Officer, what's going on here?" He said, "Oh, Bob Dole's going to be here in 5 minutes. Give a speech." I said, "Oh, let's park the car. Let's check this out." So we parked the car and watch Bob Dole give a speech.
I'm Bob Dole.
Yeah. Stayed on the stage. Remember the time he fell off the stage?
Oh, yeah.
That was in San Diego.
He made it.
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, well, and on a very happy note, finally a wonderful friendship has now blossomed between Larry King and rapper Snoop Dogg since their historical lunch at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Snoop has since done an interview with Larry King, and here's another snippet of that. Here, Snoop and Larry partake in the magic of rap. L-124.
All right, L-124. Here we go.
Let's do a Sinatra. You like Sinatra. I like Sinatra.
I do. I love it.
Can we do Sinatra rap?
Why not?
How do you do it? What song can we do in rap?
Let's do Start Spreading the News.
I'm leaving today. All right, now that's not rap.
But you can make it rap,
okay,
right?
Let's go. Start spreading the news.
Ugh.
I'm leaving today.
Yeah.
Come on. I want to be a part of it. Come on.
New York. Come on.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
Come on. I'm waiting on you. Larry, I'm following your lead. I'm your background.
I think we get it.
Wow.
Holy Christ.
Now, Tim, can I ask your expert opinion? You've been in show business your whole life because you grew up with, a showbiz legend.
Thank you very much.
Your father.
Thank you.
Is that age that we're hearing from Larry? I mean, 20 years ago, he wouldn't have decided to do that, right?
Or- yeah, but you know what's really, if you watch the TV show, if you watch Larry King and I saw him do that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's hitting that desk. But if you on radio.
He sure is, man.
If you've not seen this video, it sounds like he's touching himself. He's like hitting that stick to the Sinatra song. Listen to this.
Let's do a Sinatra. You like Sinatra. I like Sinatra.
I do. I love it.
Can we do Sinatra rap?
Why not?
How do you do it? What song can we do in rap?
Let's do Start Spreading the News.
I'm leaving today. All right, now that's not rap.
But you can make it rap, right?
Okay, let's go. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Yeah.
Come on, I want to be a part of it. Come on.
New York.
Larry.
Come on.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
Oh, come on, I'm waiting on you. Larry, I'm following your lead. I'm your background.
Why would Snoop be Larry's background? Snoop, you're the rapper.
Why would Snoop be on Larry King's show?
Because
it's not his reputation.
Larry's trying to attract younger viewers instead of the Forest Lawn crowd.
But if you're Snoop Dogg's manager and you get a call from Larry King, we'd like you to be on the show. Don't you just say no?
No, I'd put him on.
You put him on?
Yeah, I'd put him on. Larry King is one of those shows that, you just go on, you talk about who you are and where you've come from. I think Larry King's a good show for any celebrity to do.
I don't think so, man. I think this Snoop has a reputation that he's got to keep up.
So
and
what?
It's not going to Roscoe Chicken and Waffle with Larry King or Whoa. Sitting around and him doing a rap song to, Frank Sinatra.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, if they had gone over what might happen during the show, I would have, if I were Snoop's agent, I would have... taken my veto pen to the impromptu rap. I mean, I would have. Certainly.
Maybe something less stereotypical than Roscoe's.
Maybe you're onto something.
I mean, it is 2008.
Yeah, I got you.
And I've seen black people in other restaurants.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. Do we have to? I mean, does CNN have to hit that nail on the head every time?
Well, I'll ask.
Wouldn't
them.
It be odd?
I'll be over there tomorrow. I'll ask.
I mean, wouldn't it? On the same level, wouldn't it be really strange if they had Who's a very popular Asian? Like Yao Ming.
Yeah, sure.
Like, let's say he was on Larry King. And then they go, well, we're going down to Chinatown to have ourselves some lunch.
Right. It would just be, right. You'd
and
go,
then,
Yao, where do you like to go? Where they hang the chickens in the window?
Yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, it is the same.
We're going to have lunch with Yao Ming.
It's unreal. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just don't understand it. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, it's the news with Robin. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles, Robin with the news.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. The commercials were on yesterday during the Super Bowl. Everybody enjoyed them. We're going to play a spot for you. If you tell us what this, who the company was that sponsored this particular ad on the Super Bowl Sunday commercials, you're going to get yourself a prize.
You know what always happens, Tim? This time of year, there's always a story in the newspaper about how much everybody loves the commercials.
Yeah.
And people do love the commercials, but they can never remember the product. They remember how funny it was, or they remember, you know, how racy it was, and they remember laughing at the commercial, but they don't remember what they're supposed to buy, what the product was. So we're going to do a little quiz here.
Yeah, like there's a commercial that plays at this station, and I just recently made an effort to find out and remember what, you know, what the ad was.
Right.
And the ad was that was hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, right. Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, who is that? I don't know who that is.
I thought it was AT&T.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's a phone company.
Sprint PCS, right?
Sprint PCS.
Isn't it?
Yeah. No, is it Sprint?
It's the hello, hello, hello is Sprint.
I didn't memorize them. All right. A 4-pack of tickets to the LA Times Travel and Adventure Show at the Long Beach Convention Center. Going on February 9th through the 10th. That's this week.
So to play this game, you have to have, of course, watched the big game last night, yesterday afternoon, I should say, in the evening. And you have to have paid attention to at least a few of those great commercials during the game yesterday. 520-9710. Or you can call us at 888-520-9710.
All right. And we're going to play a commercial for you. And you tell us what the sponsor was. And you're going to the LA Times Travel and Adventure Show. Go to latimes.com/travel for all your info. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's get a good one here. Here we go.
That's one trick pony and Copernicus battling a length ahead with Mike from Queens on the outside, a prime chili and Benny the waiter, toothless tiger and old man gator at the back of the pack.
All right, this is a horse race. It took place at Santa Anita, and Shaquille O'Neal is in the race on a horse. It was hysterical. Very funny ad.
And there's the long shot. New jockey Shaquille O'Neal on Chunk of Love. Extraordinarily large for a jockey. He apparently tried Vitamin Water Power C with Vitamin C and taurine and decided to saddle up for this. He said he wanted a crown to go with all those rings. And Chunk of Love, half Clydesdale on the other side, not normally known for speed, is coming on like an angry Viking. Now alongside Julio Cuaron, and Shaq's boxing out Cuaron, asserting his dominance in the low post. We're down the stretch with less than a furlong. Unbelievable. Benny the waiter and Prime Chili coming together to keep Shaq back. But Shaq won't be denied. The crowd is on its feet. Prime Chili, Chunk of Love, Benny the waiter, too close to call at the wire. Sweet mother of molasses, it's a photo. It's Shaq by a nose, and he's done it. O'Neal and Chunk of Love have taken the crown. One for the record books. O'Neal and a valiant filly named Chunk of Love have made history.
All right. When they did that beep, there was a product mention. What product was it yesterday during the Super Bowl? Until I read it on the sheet here, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal appeared, and it was a very, very entertaining commercial. 60 seconds, 1 minute in length, where Shaq tries being a jockey to kind of...
it's like $3.4 million they spent on... No.
Is that how much?
$5.4 million. It was a 60-second spot.
So... who's the advertiser? I mean, what product are they trying to get you to buy? So many people love the commercials but could never tell you what the product is. Yeah,
here it is.
This is about my man, Chester Pitts.
Oh, that's a different one. All right, let's talk to Sam in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Brian. Big fan.
Thank you. And Tim's here, of course,
Thank
too.
Thank you very much.
I know. Tim. I love Tim, too.
All right. What's the product?
Oh, I wasn't calling about that. I didn't mean to disturb you, but I just want to say the thing for hello, hello, hello was for Mitchell PCS.
All right, excellent. Thanks, buddy. Right. Martin in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, the Shaq commercial. Was that Gatorade?
It was not Gatorade, but we thank you for calling.
See, how angry.
Yeah.
All right, Shaq on Chunk of Love. Talk to
how pissed would you? I'm just sitting here thinking of these ad execs. You know, I mean, you put this great spot together. You spend all this money on Shaquille O'Neal to promote your product, and then people don't know what the product. I mean, that would just drive me nuts. I'd go crazy.
Julio in Bell Gardens, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
It was vitamin water.
That's exactly yes. Right, dude. Congratulations, man. All right, that guy's a winner. Look at that.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, we have a very special guest. She is it's like a dating guru, I guess, right?
Yeah, she
really knows
is.
What she does.
Yep, she really is. And she's got this concept she could tell us more about. It's called
like speed dating?
Yeah, hurry dating.
Hurry dating.
Yeah, hurry dating. And as if to date quickly or date fast or kind of move through it more quickly than is traditional. So we'll talk to her about that.
You know where there's more money?
Where?
Hurry divorcing.
Yeah, I would imagine
hurry
so.
Divorce.
Right.
Bet somebody's got that as well. All right. When we come back, we'll talk to her about hurry dating. Should be interesting. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.